through hunting, and he had been bird hunting, and he gave me this bird. I was standing in the door when he passed, and he was a hard drinker, and I don't know just how it happened, because he'd been dead now maybe about 30 years for my husband, I believe. So, somehow he had an accident. I don't know whether it was on the tractor, but he would get to drinking, and my son-in-law now, father lived on his farm. And when he would get to drinking, he would go around and talk with some of the, you know, workers or whoever. And he went to his house. And men, you know, usually they wore their, what they call union suits, they call them, underwear, mm-hmm. all in one piece. And they say he just looked out there and saw it was Harvard. And he knowed he wanted to talk, so he went out there and got in the car with them, and they rode to Lewisburg. And when they got up there, they put Harvey in jail. And there he was in the car with no clothes on. Yeah, so I forgot how to say he got home, but anyway. It's, yeah, so like I said, it seemed like we were kind of lucky. Mr. D.V. Cheese, we live with him. His grandson have this, what is it, McCracken? Or one of them's gas service down there in Lewisburg.
Well, the Cheese is still owned the oil company, right?
Yeah, well, there was that
also McCracken too.
Yeah, well, there was that grandfather that we used to farm with. And then Mr. Clyde Harris. And one of the best ones was Mr. Wiley Murray, but Mr. Wiley didn't, there was, oh no, he got two daughters. It comes up to the senior
his
citizen
last name.
Mary. And he got a sister named, a daughter named Sally, lived down here. And one named Nellie Dean that lives down on 56, down on where the Deans is. And he didn't have much education, but he was such a good, kind fellow. But he rented the farms, and we worked on the farm with him. So he was real good, he and his family. So we were kind of lucky to seem like always have somebody that cared for us.
People were more willing to give another person a hand or something, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Murray was real good. If he come over there and he looked and saw we needed some plowing or hoe, he'd grab his hoe and said, Vera, I'm going to help you chop today, and I want one of them boys to go over yonder and plow, and whatever needed to be doing, he would work it out like that. And he was a good fellow. But like I said, he did buy a farm, but he didn't own one then, but he rented, and then we worked with him. He was rented from Mr. Clyde was dead. I don't know who he rented from, Mr. Malt or who. But Mr. Clyde Harris had most of this land from, the line comes right there to my daughter's house right there in here. And it went all the way back up, you know, where you see this horse farm and all that, all the way up. Almost to Maplesville on that road, and on the East River Road, way on up, long way up there. So a lot of people have been in and out on that farm.
All right. Why don't we